on this episode of Counting Cars. You're a Route 66 guy.
I have got 124 tattoos and 121 on Route 66.
Chris, what is this, man? And please tell me you don't want me to make a car out of this.
Hey.
Brother Rick, I believe it's right up your alley, man. What do you think?
You got a trash can that thing.
Really? Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in.
Wow. What would you take for this?
I'm Dan, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them.
Where's the rest of the car at?
Fix them. Flip them. Sometimes I keep them. This thing is sick. I want this car. For my crew, every job's high stakes. And we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars.
Hey, Danny. Ron's here.
Oh, good. All right.
56 Chevy.
Ron, bring it on up, man. Ron called the shop a few days ago and told me about his 56 Chevy that needs a little love. He's got some pretty cool ideas, so I invited him over so we could talk about his way cool car and we could figure out how we can make it even cooler. What a cool ride.
I've had the car for 38 years.
Are you kidding me?
No, 30. I had it longer than I had my first wife. It don't give me near as much trouble.
Man, this is beautiful. Following the trend of the 50s numerical auto names, the 210 was also known as a post car, meaning it had a divider between the front and rear passenger windows. The post car design makes the car more stable, so you could put a bigger engine under the hood, and Chevy did. With up to 225 horsepower available, this car contained the same engine as a Corvette. With all this power, the 1956 Chevy edged out Ford in sales for the year.
Where did you just come from?
I came from Oklahoma.
All right.
Drove it from Oklahoma.
Man, oh man, so you're a road trip guy, man.
I have a lot of fun driving this thing.
Tell me we're changing the steering wheel.
Please. I kinda like I've it, had man. That steering wheel for 34 years.
We'll let you keep the steering wheel, but let us put something a little softer on your hands.
Yeah, if you want to change that, that's fine. And I want it to still keep it red, white, and blue.
Love it.
But I want something on the car to do with Route 66 in it somehow.
Well, you're a Route 66 guy.
I have got 124 tattoos and 121 on Route 66.
I love it.
People say, well, there's other roads. Not to me. I travel 66 as much as I can when I go anywhere. It's not the places you see, it's the people you meet at these places. Next year will be my 66th birthday, and travel 66 in my 56 when I'm 66. I think that'd be kind of cool.
Mike, this is Ron.
How you doing,
Hello,
Ron?
Mike, how you doing?
Good to meet you.
This is Ryan.
Hello, Ryan.
Ryan?
Good to meet you, Ron.
This is Ron. Listen, you guys, Ron is huge on Route 66. So I wanted you to hear Ron's ideas straight from his head. Have at it, brother.
I want heavy, heavy red, white, and blue metal flake. I want you to put sunglasses on to have to look at this thing. It's going to be so shiny.
Right down our alley.
Now we're talking.
And I want Route 66 on the trunk.
Okay.
And along the way, have the different towns. Maybe have a palm tree in California or in Arizona, New Mexico. Have a desert scene.
Cactus
vine. Yeah, something like that, you know.
You want a map.
Yeah, it's like a map route.
Right.
But then he's added the flavor of the areas along that map.
I like that.
I like that, too. Well, I think it goes without saying that Ron obviously loves Route 66. I mean, the man's got 121 Route 66 tattoos all over his body. The man definitely knows what he wants. I just hope we can deliver. Let's put power steering in it, power disc brakes, and you'll be cruising Route 66 so much, they're going to change the name of it to Route Ron.
Ron, what would be your high-end budget on this car?
$66,000.
We can make this happen.
Yeah, right? You're fine, Ron.
Yeah.
Because if you were thinking 25,
I thought about it, but I knew that wasn't going to happen.
Right. Well, what are we standing around here for, man? Let's get this thing going. Why don't you take Ron in the office, and we're gonna put our heads together on
Perfect.
This.
Perfect.
It's cool, Rick.
Are you working for the fire department now?
No.
Should we get a big symbol on there? Some ladders maybe for it?
No. Do you know why I painted this thing bright red? It was flat black.
Yeah, yeah.
Last it was flat black. I was getting pulled over every time I drove it. Because I asked a cop, I'm like, why do I keep getting pulled over when it was flat black? You look like you're hiding something. So I painted it fire engine red. I've never been pulled over since it's been red.
Delivery.
Are we expecting anything?
No, we're not.
We're closed already.
Danny.
Dude, I know him, dude. That's Chris.
Hold on, bro. Let me get the gate. got to tell you, we're closed.
We should let him in, man.
He dented our door. He's paying for it. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you need something?
Club's over, guys.
Last year, I met Chris at my club Vamp when he showed up in a gorgeous Cadillac Coupe de Ville.
And to me, this is the car that says Detroit.
If I gave you like 25 grand in cash, would you consider selling this car?
No.
No way, huh?
This is my sexy black Cadillac.
Chris is a great dude, but I got no idea why he's standing here with an old beat-up fridge. I mean, where's that Cadillac? One day, I will get him to sell me that car. Chris, what do you got here, man? And please tell me you don't want me to make a car out of this.
This is my mother's old refrigerator. She gave it away to some people who were in need. And when I had a chance to get it back, I got it right away. It just reminds me of her kindness.
Amen. So, Chris, what do you want to do with her?
I want to make it beautiful, just like Mom.
All right, I like that.
But you plug it in, it makes noise, never gets cold.
Maybe it just needs Freon.
Maybe we really don't know, because we don't work on fridges. Maybe it's that.
Never in a million years would I even consider taking on an old fridge like this. I mean, don't get me wrong, this is a really cool project, but it's something that, well, we just normally don't do. I can remember being a kid, man, and having, you know, refrigerators like this. This was basically right after the icebox.
Now they're four times larger because we eat a lot more food.
Yes, we do.
You know what I really would like? My Cadillac's kind of a tribute to my father. This is a tribute to my mother. So I think we should paint it to match the Cadillac.
I think it would be a wicked paint scheme on this thing. Sitting out in the garage next to the Caddy would look great, man. But I mean, I've never worked on a fridge before, so I don't know, man. But I know this is special and it's sentimental, so I'm in. Let's do it. Let's do it. So what kind of money can you spend?
I think $6,000 ought to do it.
I think you're right. Is there anything specific that you want that might be different than on your Cadillac?
My car is black with red scallops.
Yep.
I was thinking about doing it high flake red with black scallops.
We'd do like a reverse image.
Do a reverse image of it.
Dude, I love that idea. As a matter of fact, you know, you might want to leave that car with me for like, you know, a couple weeks or something so that I could just make sure that it matches the fridge, you know, properly and everything.
Danny, you know that car has never been out of my sight.
Well, this is another first for Counts Customs. I mean, old cars, no problem. Old trucks, great. Old refrigerators, I guess we'll see. I mean, I got no problems making things cool, but we'll see if we can make something cold.
One more thing. Yeah. Now, you know I'm from an Italian family, right?
Absolutely, bro.
Well, if this turns out as beautiful as I know it's going to come out, I'm pretty sure I can get Mom to cook dinner for you and the boys.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
I love it. Can Mike have some, too?
Mike can't come, though.
No, Mike can't be there. Let's go to the office. We'll fill out some stuff.
Exactly the way I thought this was going to go.
Take good care of that, Mike.
Yeah, I'll take care of it.
Route 66 Museum.
Yes,
all
sir.
Right.
Man, that looks depressing. They really did live hard.
Mike, get out of there before we get kicked out of here.
Come on.
No.
Rick's joint, man. He's right around the corner. Right in here where that truck's coming out.
Rick's Restoration.
Yeah, man. A few days ago, a friend of mine, Chris, dropped by with a project that we normally don't deal with. It's his mom's old refrigerator. I agreed to do the job, but I gotta admit, I'm a bit out of my league when it comes to the mechanical side, so I'm taking it over to my buddy's place. Rick Dale, he owns one of the best restoration shops in the country. I'm gonna see if he can't get this baby running nice and cool again.
Hey!
Brother Rick.
How you doing?
What is going on, my man?
Good. How you been?
Great. Good to see you, Rick. Rick, this is Dweezy.
Dweezy, nice to meet
Rick.
You.
This is Jeremiah. Jeremiah Dweezy, man. I got something I really need your help on, man.
Anything you need.
I had a cat. He dropped something off with me the other day that he wants done up.
Okay.
I'm cool with all the cosmetics, but mechanically, I don't know anything about this thing, man.
Okay.
And I really need your expertise on it.
See what you got.
Come on, check it out. Check it out. I believe it's right up your alley, man. You'll dig this. It's an old fridge.
Danny calls me every once in a while. You know, we reciprocate a little bit. I go over to his place, he comes to my place. I've done hundreds of refrigerators, but this one looks like it should have been thrown away, and I don't like throwing anything away.
What do you think, brother?
I think if we dropped it, it wouldn't make much of a difference.
I know we got our work cut out for us on it. Apparently, it has sat forever in a garage. Lord only knows the last time it ran.
Right.
What's up, Dweezy?
Never been here before. Is it okay if Jeremiah took me on a tour of all this cool stuff?
Yeah, show him around.
Sure.
Have at him. Check the joint out, man. Don't break anything, man.
Problem.
What do you think, brother?
So, The problem with making the thing run, this,
yeah,
is the animal. Without this, it doesn't get cold. All these little tubes inside here,
yeah,
basically hold the gas.
Okay.
So what happens is all the dirt and everything that's ran through the compressor over the years,
right,
as soon as it lays over, then immediately the dirt goes to this. And it clogs them tight. Okay. And if it's sitting, it gets rust in there and water and moisture, you're screwed.
I got you. So if these tubes are plugged up,
you got to trash can that thing.
Or, really?
Yeah, there's nothing you can put in it to remove them.
You can't get in
there. You can't get in.
There's no way to get in. So basically, you're telling me I shouldn't have taken this job. This is why I stick to cars. I know cars. I don't know fridges. I just hope that this thing isn't so far gone that even Rick Dale can't fix it. Because if it can't, instead of delivering Chris a wicked fridge, I'll be delivering him a giant paperweight.
I think refrigerators are the coolest thing ever. I love the shape of them. I love what they did. Actually, I got one of these.
Do you really?
Something. It's a hot point, too. I mean, this is pretty cool.
Yeah,
I love
it. It's bad.
You know, I have a hard time saying I can't fix it. I mean, that's not even in my vocabulary.
I love it.
So I will try my best to make sure this is, you know, running for you.
Thank you, Rick.
I'll make it happen.
So Chris, my client, he gave me a complete budget for everything. Somewhere around $6,000 or $7,000 he's willing to put in the whole thing. But I don't know what you need to make this thing work. I have no idea, you know.
For you, I mean, you do stuff for me. I do stuff for you. I don't know who owns who now. It doesn't really matter. I'll attack it, and I'll give you a call if there's any, you know, massive problems.
You're beautiful. Brother man, that's why she's here with you. Because okay. Yeah. I know if anybody can make this thing happen, you can make this happen. Dweez, what'd you think, man?
That is the Coca-Cola heaven back there. I just want to start spraying and bodyworking stuff back there. Everything.
Yeah. Since you're so anxious to get busy, let's get this van closed up, and let's get busy back at the shop.
Cool. Ready? Thanks. I'll see you later.
Thank you, buddy.
Okay.
Where are we going? What is this?
We're going on a little road trip. Just chill out.
I was in the middle of something.
You're in the middle of a road trip. There we go. Route 66.
Route 66. Got you. All right, man. I'm not so mad at you. Now this is pretty cool.
I don't even know why you would be mad at me. Come on.
So we had some guy come out, wants his 56 Chevy customized with a Route 66 theme. I have absolutely no clue what that means, so I've kidnapped Ryan. We're going to go check it out, see what the deal is. Right here.
Right here?
Take it right.
Route 66 Museum.
Yes,
all
sir.
All right.
We're here for reference. Lots and lots of reference.
We're here for proof that we weren't f***ing off.
So Route 66 is just a
trail through the desert. Is that what you're looking for?
Well, now I know.
L.A.
So this is the
Chicago.
Route.
Chicago.
That is a long ass drive.
So this is what we're looking for. This is like Route 66 back in the 30s, dude.
Can you imagine the dust from the last guy on that trail? Just dirty.
What else we got?
Man, that looks depressing. They really did live hard back in the day.
I wish I could get in the picture.
Don't get us thrown out.
It's not gonna hurt anything. All right, I'm gonna get it picking up one of my illegitimate children.
It's a great picture.
Hey, get out of there before we get kicked out of here.
You know, this museum's great and all, but if we're gonna truly get the vibe for Route 66, we need to actually get on the road. Slow down.
Man, look at that. Look at those motorcycles.
I'm looking at the motorcycles. I like that they're all dug in.
Look at this place. Snowcat Drive-In right here.
All right.
This is perfect. Look at all this stuff over here. Oh, I love this ice cream cone.
Well, this has got to go on. This is going on the truck.
I like that.
Oh, this is the epitome of an old school gas station. The old diamond-shaped awning, that screams 60s, yeah. At first, I was kind of pissed off about getting bamboozled into some road trip out the Route 66 with Mike. But after seeing everything, I loved it. The dive gift shops, the diners. Everything looked like it was in a time capsule. Put me in the right mood to do Ron's car. I don't know about getting 100 or so tattoos on me, but I was digging the idea.
I need one chilling with everybody.
Get in there with Elvis.
Nice! My caddy's back. I want you to know that this fridge runs beautifully. Unwrap this thing, you guys.
Let's do it.
Oh my God.
Well, it's all hands on deck turning Ron's 1956 Chevy into a lean, mean Route 66 machine. Not only does Ron want this car to look amazing, but he's planning on driving Route 66 when he turns 66 this year. So this baby has got to run perfect. Today, Chris is here to pick up his vintage refrigerator. And Rickdale, man, he helped make her cold on the inside. And my boys, they worked their butts off to make her cool on the outside. Chris brought along his mom. She's the original owner of this fridge, and I really hope she likes it, because if she does, there's a home-cooked Italian meal in it for us.
It's good to see everybody with you, bro. This is great.
We're very excited to see the refrigerator.
Oh, love it. My first apartment was a little old refrigerator.
Yeah.
I painted it myself. So really? I'm hoping it's a better job than what I did.
Pressure's on now, Mike. Well, come on over here. Mike, go grab that fridge, man, while I keep staring at your caddy. She really looks beautiful. How's she running? Good?
Runs great.
Love it. Love it. Still not ready to get rid of it, huh?
No, I'm not getting rid of it.
There this must go. Be full of beer already. It's heavy.
It's heavy, huh? This is Rolly, you guys.
Hey, Rolly.
Nice to meet you.
Hi, Rolly.
Rolly, nice to meet you.
I love that accent.
Thank you.
He just bought it.
Yeah. It was on sale.
Before we unveil it, I want you to know that our dear friend Rickdale went through this fridge on a mechanical level, and she runs beautifully.
Wow.
I'm talking ice cold. It ain't just artwork.
Okay, good.
Unwrap this thing, you guys.
Let's do it.
Oh, my God. That's beautiful.
We brought this old fridge to Rickdale to put in an all-new compressor to get her cold again. And then we straightened out all the dents and all the wear and tear on this baby. And Mike did a crazy cool airbrush job that'll make you think twice about getting that late-night beer.
I love the King Daddy Caddy done in gold leaf. I love the bottom being re-chromed.
Well, actually, we handmade that.
Oh, my God.
The old grill on the bottom was so beat up that it was like, okay, forget about it.
I have a little bit of a confession. I think when I was getting it here that night, I may have beat it up a little bit.
Well, you know what? Now you got a new one. So, we talked about budget. You were trying to do around $6,000 for an entire rebuild for this and the full body work and paint. We went over and above. But we didn't go over and above your budget. We actually came under. We're at 55.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful.
But with that being said, do we get to eat?
I'm thinking so.
You're thinking so?
I'm thinking so. Wow.
The fridge is awesome. It's more than I ever anticipated or expected. I love the devil. I think it's really cool.
Refrigerator next to my Cadillac is going to look awesome. I don't know if anyone else that has a custom refrigerator made to match their Cadillac, but I do.
This is awesome.
Chris, Abby,
yes.
Mom, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Salud.
Awesome.
Ron is here today to pick up his baby, a 1956 Chevy two-door post that we have turned into a rolling representation of Ron's obsession with Route 66. The man is covered in Route 66 tattoos. He is hardcore without a doubt. And he's driving his baby back to Oklahoma today. So I'm really hoping that he's digging the way she looks and the way she drives. Well, speaking of Route 66, I think it's time for you to see your beautiful 56 that you're going to be cruising on Route 66. Are you ready?
Where to me?
Let's do this, man. Here we go. Rolly, bring out that beautiful 56.
Oh, man. Oh, wow.
There's your baby, brother.
That's beautiful.
Ron's 1956 Chevy is absolutely gorgeous. She got a brand new sheet metal roof, all new quarter panels, new door bottoms, new fender bottoms, and we topped this baby off with an amazing paint job of flaked out red, white, and blue candy paint and graphics inspired by the artwork that's all over Ron and all over Route 66, where Horny Mike and Ryan took a field trip to check out the scenery firsthand. Ron's 1956 Chevy is so gorgeous, I'd be proud to roll this thing on any roof.
Classy, that looks real it? Pretty.
I think my heart's getting weak.
When I first saw the car, I was just beside myself. I couldn't even hardly stand up. I knew it was going to be good, but how good, I didn't know. I'm just speechless almost still because the car sparkles so good.
You wanted to go crazy on the paint. When Ryan, man, you went.
When Ron said he wanted heavy metal flake, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I said, of course we want heavy metal flake.
I had to take a break sometimes from detailing the car because all the chrome and this bright red, I was blinded from the car.
You wanted to keep with a Route 66 theme, so you can see right there in the back windows, you've got your Route 66 sign all etched in the glass.
Beautiful.
And now, I say we wander around to the back of this thing now.
Oh, wow.
Ooh. Oh, wow, dear.
Yeah,
man. Oh, God.
Oh, it's great.
This is better than what I thought it was going to be.
Oh, yeah.
This is beautiful.
So detailed.
Oh, heavens. Wow.
Came out gorgeous, didn't it?
I can look at this time and time again and still get teary-eyed.
Amen, brother.
I think Danny and them did themselves proud. My car is going to be, along Route 66, is going to be seen quite a bit. I can tell you that for sure.
Let me hear this thing.
Oh, my word.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't wait to get it out on the road.
I can see you guys cruising Route 66 right now in this thing.
You better believe it.
And you know what's even better news? We came in on your budget, brother.
Lord of mercy. I'm beyond words.
Man, I love every project that comes into the shop, but this one was really special. And I'm really, really honored that we were able to take this project and turn it into exactly what Ron was hoping for. She's a rock solid brand new car. And if you guys are happy, let's go inside, take care of a little bit of business, and get you guys cruising Route 66.
We're ready to do it.
Let's do it. Hey guys, get her ready to go. Ryan, great job.
Thank you, sir.